ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Dreen Shampoo are pleased to present the third in a series of new programs starring Don Ameche.
Blanche, why don't you let me sleep, huh?
Danny Thomas.
Oh, if I only had the nerve to come out of this phone booth.
And Frances Langford, who sings...
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you're stealing an extra bar. There's no people like show people, they smile when they are alone. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a bag of gold. Let's go on with our show. Smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
And now here is your host for the evening, Don Ameche.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. I think we owe you a little post-Christmas present, so we've cooked up a small surprise. Tonight we have a guest.
Who is he, Don?
Colin, I'm just about to announce his name.
Well, who is he? Hurry up, I have to fix some music.
You know, you have a very disconcerting habit of interrupting me every time I launch into what I believe will be an interesting bit of rhetoric. I planned a nice little speech, and I'd rather you wouldn't stop the flow.
Okay. Who is he?
Ladies and gentlemen, since the World Series has passed into history...
World Series? Can't you get somebody timely?
Will you let me finish? Since the World Series has passed into history, it's only natural that the sporting eyes of America should turn to another thrilling event. An exciting winter pastime loved by every man, woman, and child.
Bundling?
Now go away, will you, Francis?
Coming, Doc.
Honey, will you muzzle this man while I announce our guest?
Sure. Keep quiet, Mother.
Okay.
Wednesday, the Pasadena Rose Bowl Committee will present two great football teams, UCLA and Illinois. Tonight, I prevail upon the man who's been the inspiration and mentor of the undefeated UCLA team to appear for a few brief moments. And here he is, Coach Bert LaBruchery.
What kind of guest is that? I'm going to fix my music.
Just ignore him, Bert. Well, are you nervous?
A little bit, Don.
I don't blame you, Coach. I'd be limp if I had the responsibility that you have Wednesday.
Oh, I'm not talking about the game. I mean the microphone.
Oh, fine. You can move in that phone booth with Danny Thomas. What do you mean you're not nervous about the game, Bert?
Well, my men are all primed. Individually, they're great. Collectively, they're sensational. There can only be one outcome.
What's that?
I'll faint at the kickoff.
You better win. That's all I can say.
Carmen, I thought you went to fix your music.
It's fixed.
Well, that's more than I can say for the game, Mr. Ferris.
Dragon. I'm plenty worried about the game, too. I've got an $8 bet with my tuba player.
Oh, that's money in the bank, Carmen. Although I don't think we can get Coach LaBruchery to make a flat statement, I'm sure he's confident that his team will win.
That's all I want to hear, boy. And, Coach, when you get back to Illinois...
Illinois? He's from UCLA.
Holy smoke, I got to cancel my bet.
Do you know that the rainfall this year exceeds last year by 3 2/5 inches?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Nothing, but I haven't said anything for a page and a half.
Hey, Don, may I read a little discourse on the merits of Dreen Shampoo?
No, you may not, Toby. What's going on here?
Daddy, son.
I know, but Bert, I just wanted to interview you and... Let the people in on a little of your background.
Nothing to get excited about, Don. I started playing football when I was about 12 years old. Made the varsity team at L.A. High and did the same at UCLA. Went back to L.A. High as coach, stayed there 16 years, graduated back to UCLA, been coach there 2 years, and this is the first time I've ever had a team in the Rose Bowl. Any questions?
No, sir. You covered it all.
Well, I have a question, Don.
Why, anything at all?
I understand, since you're connected in some way with the Los Angeles Dons, that you have a lot of influence in football circus.
Well, I have some influence, yes.
Well, could you get me a couple of seats for the Rose Bowl Wednesday?
Well, how do you like that? I was about to ask you the same question.
Well, I'm glad I beat you to the punch. Good night, Don.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bert. I want you to meet Danny Thomas. I'll go see if I can force him out of that phone booth, and you sit here and listen to Toby Reed's discourse on Dream.
Coach, I'll warm the bench with you. Toby says I'm his inspiration. Get inspired, Toby.
Well, whenever I see a girl like Frances with lovely, lustrous hair, all bright and sparkling with romantic highlights, it always makes me think of Dream Shampoo. You see, Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action brings out all the loveliness of any girl's hair. Now, that's because Dream is not a soap shampoo and never leaves dingy, dulling film on hair, as all soaps do. Dream dramatizes all the soft, thrilling texture of your hair, reveals all its hidden beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap shampoo. And Dream does not dry out hair. Instead, its fragrant, freshening whipped cream lather leaves hair soft and smooth and oh so beautifully behaved. So girls, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Use it at home or ask for it in your beauty shop. Buy it at all drug department and 10-cent stores. Remember, no other shampoo leaves your hair more lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Dream. D-R-E-M-E.
Don, I told you I'm not coming out of this phone booth. You know it always makes my knees wobble to face a microphone.
Yeah, but Danny LaBruscherie is waiting to meet you, and there are millions of people listening to this program, I hope.
I don't care if I never meet LaBruscherie. I sent him a letter telling him how to run his team, and he ignored it completely. What happened?
They go into the Rose Bowl.
Don't be such a wise guy, will you? Stand right here.
Okay, right in there for all I care. Here, I want you to meet the man who really knows about football. He's on the sensational UCLA team, one of the greatest coaches in the world. Where do you come off telling him what to do?
Yeah, but...
I bet you wouldn't even know what to say in a huddle.
Yeah, but
UCLA, do you realize what that means?
Yeah.
And I've got their coach here.
I know.
Went out of my way to do it, and now you won't have the common decency to come out of that closet and meet him. I'm ashamed of you, you worm.
But...
Goodbye.
Yeah, but... How do you like that? It's mad at me. You kind of love LaBruscherie. LaBruscherie, what's so tough about being a football coach? All you need is a whistle, a voice, and brains. I got a whistle and a voice, and who does that Amici think he's talking to? Anyway? He must think I'm a dope. Every time he talks about that college, he spells it out for me. UCLA. How do you like that? UC? I have enough intelligence to know that it's UCLA. What would you like it if I went around talking like that? I got a brother who goes to CCNY, but do I go around saying Cocunia? You know, sometimes I'm amazed at how dumb people think I am. I wonder if they're amazed. You wouldn't even know what to say in a huddle, he says to me. I should have said, when I huddle, I don't talk. I should have said. I wonder why my mind always winds up with that or politics. I can't figure it out. Big thing, football. I have more football knowledge in my whole head than he's got in his little finger. Boy, I know football backwards. I do. Lob to. I could be a better coach than he is. I could be the greatest coach in the world. Sure, why not? It's a free country. I'm a citizen. Gee, I can just see me now in the Rose Bowl, inspiring the team. Men, before we go out on the field, I want you all to stand and place your helmets over your hearts and sing that great alma mater song, We're Strong for Toledo.
Hey. Hey, Coach, our school's UCLA.
I know, but Toledo has a prettier song.
We're strong for Toledo. T-O-L-E-D-O.
word is bong, not bum. The girls are the fairest. Get in the boys. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking this is corny. It is. Let me ask you something. What is corn, and who are we to say that it is? Why, if you're not a little bit corny, there's something the matter with you, and I can prove it. When you walk down the street of a small town like Toledo, or better still, Deerfield, Michigan, where I was born, 20 miles northwest of Toledo, I was brought into the world by a veterinarian. It happened to be true. My mother said, when the old doc gave me that first slap, he said, there's going to be a lucky colt. Well, when you're walking in the street, a town like that, coming in the opposite direction, invariably you'll find a man so commonly referred to by the alleged intelligentsia as a yokel boy, a corny guy, a square. Doesn't know you from a box of soybeans, but still sees fit to smile and say, howdy, neighbor. Think the rain will hurt the rhubarb? What does that mean? Maybe it isn't even going to rain. I'll lay you 10-7. You're not growing rhubarb. But the point is, the man smiled and said something and didn't know you. I'll never forget, Deerfield. There were 17 of us living under one roof. 17 humans. One bathtub. I remember the day it came with a set of directions. Every Saturday, while we were working out in the fields, as soon as the hot water was ready, Ma used to ring a bell. And we'd make a mad dash through the fields to get there. You see, the tank held enough water for only 16 baths. My poor Uncle Bill, he was always the 17th. Kind of an earthy fellow, Bill. No matter how fast he ran, 16 of us ran faster. I shall never forget one Saturday night. In the middle of one of his best runs. He was running in earnest that night. He meant to get there. But unfortunately, the odds were against him. So was the Zodiac. There were no stars. Pitch dark, he couldn't see a thing, and he ran right smack into the clothesline. He never had a chance. He was going about 45 knots an hour. And that's how many times he knotted himself in the clothesline. And I want to tell you, he uttered a remark on the way down that will never see print. You know, Uncle Bill just lie there tangled in that clothesline for 5 days and 6 nights. But he wasn't lonesome. Every time one of us passed him, we'd smile. Howdy, Uncle Bill. Think the rain will hurt the rhubarb? George, I know it wasn't much. Sure, it was corny, but at least we smiled and said something. And then, a few years later, at the ripe old age of 104, Uncle Bill passed away. And we laid him to rest in his favorite spot, the rhubarb patch. And now every time we pass there, we smile and say, howdy, rhubarb. Think the rain will hurt Uncle Bill? I know it isn't much. Sure, it's corny. But at least we smile and say something. So you see, boys, that's why you mustn't be ashamed to sing. We're strong. We're Toledo. That's the place where the Buckeyes grow. Bum. Joints filled up with bums. In any old weather, we'll all stick together in T-O-L-E. Excuse me.
the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time.
Resolutions. Time to take stock of what we have and balance it against what we want. And girls, unless I'm very wrong, one thing all of you want for the coming year is to be just as lovely and glamorous as your favorite man wants you to be. So resolve right now to make the most of your own natural charm and beauty. Resolve to keep your hair looking its lovely best by using Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. Dream your hair and you reveal all its sparkling natural highlights, all its glorious luster. Dream your hair and you glamorize all its soft, thrilling texture. Dream your hair and you remove all luster-dulling soap film and unsightly dandruff flakes. And Dream's fragrant, freshening whipped cream lather leaves your hair silk and soft, sublimely smooth, and oh, so beautifully behaved. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. No other shampoo leaves your hair more lustrous, yet so easy to manage. D-R-E-N-E, Dream. And now for another episode in our domestic vignette. Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson, with Danny Thomas as Brother Amos in The Honeymoon Is Over. Just as you expected, the Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson, exhausted from her day's activities, sleeps peacefully while her husband John, victim of the most pernicious type of insomnia, offers this proof of his self-diagnosed affliction. Listen.
What'd you say, Blanche?
Say? I didn't say anything.
Oh. What'd you wake me up for?
Wake you up? I was fast asleep.
It's just another trick of yours to keep me awake.
What's the matter with you, John?
I'm dead tired. You know, you always wake me up when I get into the best part of my sleep, and this time you just lay there keeping quiet. I distinctly heard you lay there keeping quiet.
If you'd go to sleep like a normal human being without sleep shades and snore balls and heaven only knows what. John. John Bickerson. The least you can do is have manners enough to let me finish before you start snoring again.
Okay, finished?
Yes. Oh, dear. John, turn over on your side. Turn over on your side or go sleep in the guest room.
What guest room? We haven't got a guest room.
Well, it's nothing to be proud of. All our friends live much better than we do, and that's because you don't care about earning money.
No.
You've been out of work a whole week.
Blanche, I had a job for 13 years, and you lost it for me.
Well, it wasn't steady anyway.
Steady? 13 years?
It's time you bettered yourself. Here we are, living like a couple of paupers.
Blanche, we are not living like paupers. You have a nice home, and there's enough money in the bank to take care of us comfortably for at least 6 months. And only today, I had my life insured for $10,000.
That's just like you. Always thinking of yourself first.
Thinking of myself.
I haven't been pushing you out to look for a job, but you might have fixed a few things around the house. Every man does.
Let me sleep, will you, Blanche?
No. You woke me and you're going to pay for it. Why didn't you paint the closet like I asked you to?
I'll do it tomorrow.
You said that yesterday. Get up and paint the closet.
What?
Go on, paint the closet.
Blanche, are you out of your mind?
Leo Gooseby helps Doria all the time. That's why she manages to look so pretty while I go around looking like a scullery maid.
Whether you can say that again.
Don't worry. I see the way you look at that Doria Gooseby.
Oh, I never look at her.
Not much. Why don't you look at me that way?
What way?
It's been months since you've said anything nice to me. I can't remember when you told me you loved me.
Well, you know I do.
But you never say it.
Well, I say it all the time.
But I have to goad you into
you
it.
You don't have to goad me into anything.
Well, then why don't you say it?
I love you.
Thanks.
Gee. Now I'm all upset. I'll never get to sleep again.
Well, as long as you can't sleep, why don't you look for a job?
3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, look at the want ads. The paper's right by your bed.
I looked at the want ads. Nothing there I want.
You'd better not be too choosy, John Bickerson. There aren't too many good jobs around. We discussed that very thing at our bridge meeting today.
That's good.
All the women were sympathizing with
Fine.
Me. And I just hated it. I told them plenty. Believe me, I was really outspoken.
Blanche, nobody ever outspoke you. Why don't you keep quiet and let me sleep?
Sleep? That's all you ever think of. I mean it, John. You better take any kind of a job. There isn't as much money in the bank as you think there is.
Oh, there's plenty. There's over $1,500.
Oh, no, there isn't.
There's two. I checked Friday.
You didn't check Saturday.
No, I trust him.
I let Amos borrow $1,000 yesterday.
No, it's very... You what?
Amos needed $1,000, so I let him borrow
it. Oh, no. No, Blanche, you didn't give that bum $1,000 of my hard-earned money.
Don't you call my brother a bum.
$1,000? You didn't. I don't believe it. Put the lights on.
The lights are on. Take off your sleep shade.
Blanche, look at me. Why did you give Amos my money?
He's going to make a fortune with it, and we'll get 20% profit on our money.
What's he
going
to do with it?
It's a very conservative enterprise. He's going to hire a lot of deep-sea divers, and they're going to look for sunken treasure.
Sunken treasure? I'm sunk. Now, look, Blanche.
Come to think of it, you might be able to go to work for him.
Blanche.
You're strong and healthy, and you used to be pretty good as a swimmer when you were young.
Blanche, listen.
Maybe you'd quit guzzling bourbon if you had to keep in trim.
Blanche, if you...
Go to sleep.
How can I sleep? I worked for 13 years at one job. I stint and save. I deprive myself of every little luxury. What have I got? Do I have jewelry? No. Clothes? No. A derby hat that doesn't fit in two measly suits.
One suit.
Two suits.
I gave the blue one to Amos. Certainly, he didn't have any nice clothes, and you can't expect a man with $1,000 to walk around looking like a tramp.
It's $9,000!
Oh, stop it. All you ever think about is money.
How do you like that? Here I am, financing a deep-sea diving company. 24 hours ago, I had a bank full of money, and now I got nothing.
So it serves you right for investing in those fly-by-night schemes. Good night.
Oh. What are you going to do with a woman like that? Where's my sleep shade? Put out the lights. You wait, Blanche. Next time, I'll make sure that the money is all in my name.
Oh, hush. Stop whining and go to sleep.
Whining? I wish I were dead. Took my $1,000 for a deep-sea bum. Sunken divers. Amos got the blue. Mm-hmm.
John. John, the telephone. The telephone, answer it.
Hello.
Go to the phone and answer it.
Hello. Who's calling at 3 o'clock in the morning? Isn't bad enough.
I almost killed myself. Oh, I fell on the bottle of bourbon. Oh.
Did it break?
I'm wet. I hope it's blood. Quick, put on the lights.
The lights are on. Take off your sleep sheet.
Oh. Oh, the bourbon. It's all over the floor.
Go answer the phone. I'll clean it up.
Hello.
Jacko, this is Amos.
Drop dead! Wait a minute, Amos. Wait a minute. Ooh. Why did I hang up on him? Amos. He's gone. What? I should have been nice to
you
him.
You certainly should. He's nice enough to let you in on the ground floor of a money-making business.
Oh, Blanche, please, please, forget it, forget it. Where's my sleep shade? Turn out the lights. Oh, I'm a ruined man. Never sleep another wink as long as I'm...
John. John. There's somebody at the door. Answer it.
Oh. Nothing ever happens during the day, only at night.
Oh,
I broke my toe. Where's my slippers?
They're on your feet. You've been sleeping in them.
Oh. What do you want?
Hi, Jacko.
Amos. Amos, come on in. Come on in, old boy. Like a drink? Did you eat? Gee, that blue suit looks nice on you.
What'd you hang up on me?
Well, I was sleepy. I got confused. I didn't mean it.
No?
Oh, no, of course not. How's everything going?
Can't complain. Sis sleeping?
Yes, yes, she's sleeping. Wonderful girl.
Sure is. Give you the shirt off her back.
Sure did. I sure would.
Yeah.
Well, Amos, help yourself to a piece of that chicken.
Thanks.
I was just thinking about the business venture.
Hey, too much salt in the chicken.
Yes. Here, I'll take the bones. Amos, about that $1,000.
Hey, is this potato salad?
Yes.
Too many potatoes in it.
Amos, about that $1,000.
Oh, that's what I came over to talk to you about, Jocko. Just to prove to you that it was a gilt-edged investment, I put $1,000 of my own in it.
You did?
Oh, sure. Started with a capital of $2,000. Got myself a very reliable deep-sea diver, and I let him have $1,000 in advance.
Uh-huh.
He blew with the grand.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, too bad, too. It was your $1,000 he stole. Well, good night, Jocko.
Amos, wait. Why was I ever born? Wishing you good days, good nights, and good luck until we meet again. Happy New Year, everyone. Ladies, soap makers are producing as much soap as the still limited supply of fats and oils allows. To help get more soap, more fabrics, and other needed items faster, save used kitchen fats every day, every mealtime. The need is urgent, the reason sound, and dealers now pay more per pound. Danny Thomas appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the yearling. Danny Thomas's song was written by Jerry Seelan, with special music written by Carmen Dragon.